All right, you might know that Everest is the highest point on Earth, but what is the lowest? You're going to find out and visit the place in the next 10 minutes. I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to CNN Student News. First up, two states, one winner. That was the story from the Republican presidential primaries held on Tuesday. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney took first place in Arizona and Michigan. These primaries award delegates, and Romney got all of Arizona's. But Michigan's primary was proportional. Delegates are awarded based on how many votes each candidate got. So even though Governor Romney got the most votes, it was still pretty close. He and former Senator Rick Santorum split the delegates from Michigan. Renee Marsh has more on Tuesday's events and how all of the Republican candidates reacted to the results.
This is a big night. Thanks, you guys.
Mitt Romney picks up a solid victory in Arizona's winner-take-all primary Tuesday. But when the votes were tallied in his home state of Michigan, the margin was much smaller.
So we didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough, and that's all that counts.
Rick Santorum did not manage a win, but he will move forward with his portion of the delegates from Michigan. He's charging ahead with tough words for Washington.
It's getting harder for people to make ends meet because we have a government that is crushing us every single day.
Republicans say the back and forth between the candidates in tightly contested races will help keep voters engaged.
It's going to be an eternity, so I'm not nervous about this at all. I think that the drama and the tough primary is a good thing for us.
Ron Paul, who's planning to fight on, continues to remain upbeat.
Now, winning the primary, of course, is very, very important, but winning the general election also is very, very important.
Newt Gingrich was not a major factor in either state Tuesday, nor did he plan to be. He instead set his sights on the South and Super Tuesday.
We decided not to compete in Michigan because we thought it would be important to focus here and to focus in Tennessee and in Oklahoma, in Idaho and Ohio.
Parts of the Midwestern United States are recovering from powerful storms. One of the cities that was hit the worst, Harrisburg, Illinois. There, the storms caused a massive tornado. It left this path of destruction that was 3 or 4 football fields wide. At this medical center, the tornado ripped off part of a wall, and luckily hospital staff had enough time to move patients out of those rooms before the tornado hit. The storms also struck Missouri and Kansas, where there were reports of suspected tornadoes. At least 8 people were killed in the severe weather. More than 100 others were hurt. If you're looking for ways to help the victims of these storms, there's a place you can go to do it. It's the spotlight section on our homepage. Look for the Impact Your World link. Well, the United States and North Korea have made a deal. North Korea says it'll stop nuclear tests, enrichment activities, and missile launches at one of its nuclear facilities. Now, in exchange for that, the United States will send North Korea food, 250,000 tons of it. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says it's a good start.
The United States, I will be quick to add, still has profound concerns. But on the occasion of Kim Jong-il's death, I said that it is our hope that the new leadership will choose to guide their nation onto the path of peace by living up to its obligations. Today's announcement represents a modest first step in the right direction. We, of course, will be watching closely and judging North Korea's new leaders by their actions.
Today's shout-out goes out to Ms. Wheeler's social studies classes at Tomahawk Creek Middle School in Midlothian, Virginia. What is the deepest point on Earth? You know what to do. Is it the Grand Canyon, Mariana Trench, Death Valley, or Puerto Rico Trench? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The Mariana or Marianas Trench is nearly 7 miles deep. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Whether you call it the Mariana or Marianas Trench, only 2 humans have ever traveled down there. And that was more than 50 years ago. But now, the race is on to be the next person to explore the deepest depths of the ocean. One person has spent 5 years planning this journey, in between directing Oscar-winning movies. Jason Carroll has more on this extreme dive.
When you talk about adventure and exploration and advances in science and technology, it does not get any better than the chance to try to go down to Challenger Deep. The Challenger Deep is the deepest known point in the ocean. It's located in the Mariana Trench. This is a deep, desolate scar in the Pacific. It's located about 1,600 miles from where we are in Papua New Guinea. And when you talk about just how deep it is, think about it in this way. It's 36,000 feet deep approximately. That's 7 miles down. It's deeper than Mount Everest is tall, if that helps to give you some perspective. You know, at those depths, there's no sunlight. The water is extremely frigid. The pressure is so great, it would instantly crush a human being. The trench is one of the most isolated and extreme places on Earth. This is by anyone's account. And James Cameron, that's right, the award-winning, Academy Award-winning director, James Cameron, the very same man, the man who directed Titanic and Avatar, many people don't know that Cameron is also an accomplished deep-sea explorer. Back in 1995, he explored the wreckage of the Titanic, and in 2010, he was consulted on the Gulf oil spill. Well, over the past few years, Cameron has been pursuing his other passion, exploring Challenger Deep. He has designed and financed a high-tech sub to try and take him there. At minimum, so much can be learned from this dive in terms of what can happen here. You know, the type of life that can exist at those types of depths. Whole new species could be revealed. Jason Carroll, CNN, Papua New Guinea.
On this day in 1692, the Salem witch hunt started when three women were accused of practicing witchcraft. In 1872, a new law made Yellowstone the first U.S. national park. In 1961, President John Kennedy established the Peace Corps, a group of volunteers who work in underdeveloped countries. And in 2003, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in Pakistan. He's been called the mastermind of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Well, March 1st also marks the start of Women's History Month. It's a time to honor the accomplishments that women have made throughout American history. Today, we're looking at how this event got started. It began in 1978 with a Women's History Week in one part of California. The organizers picked the week of March 8th because that was already International Women's Day. The idea of Women's History Week spread, became a nationwide event in 1981, and in 1987, Congress expanded it to the entire month of March. Barron Academy is an Orthodox Jewish school in Texas. Its basketball team made the state semifinals this Friday, but Barron is forfeiting that game because it conflicts with the Jewish Sabbath. The school tried to get the game time changed. Tournament officials denied that request, saying Barron knew that when it signed up for the league, the games would be held on the scheduled dates. The team's coach and players say they're disappointed, but they're standing by their convictions.
You get put in adversity, and the way you handle things says a lot about your character. And so this is an opportunity for us to show our character.
If we give up this opportunity for, you know, keeping our religion, you know, it just shows how much we deeply care for it.
If you have opinions on this story, we have the place for you to share them. Our blog from A to Z with me at CNNStudentNews.com. Head there, tell us what you think, but remember, the rule, first names only. No intro today to our Before We Go segment. We're just taking you straight to the video. This is former NFL quarterback Joe Ayoub.
There it is. We are
and
all
this.
That one. That's going to do it. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there.
He's awesome. It's a world record for the farthest flight ever by a paper airplane. 226 feet, 10 inches. The YouTube video was shot in a hangar in California. The design of the plane was what helped it climb up and then glide its way over the finish line. Rock and scissors didn't fly nearly as far. Now, while this idea looked promising on paper, once they tried it out for real, the success became plain as day. Of course, a hangar is one thing, but if they really wanted a challenge, they should have gone for the record in the CNN Center, like this.